We took that step because we have a responsibility to protect the American people, but that's not a sustainable solution. And Congress has been on a 7-week recess without doing anything to protect Americans from the Zika virus. So my administration's done what we can on our own. Our primary focus has been protecting pregnant women and families planning to have children. For months now, the CDC has been working closely with officials in Florida and other states. NIH and other agencies have moved aggressively to develop a vaccine. And we're working with the private sector to develop more options to test for and prevent infection. For weeks, a CDC emergency response team has been on the ground in South Florida, working alongside the excellent public health officials there, folks who have a strong track record of responding aggressively to the mosquitoes that carry viruses like Zika. They know what they're doing. Still, there's a lot more everybody can and should do, and that begins with some basic facts. Zika spreads mainly through the bite of a certain mosquito. Most infected people don't show any symptoms, but the disease can cause brain defects and other serious problems when pregnant women become infected. Even if you're not pregnant, you can play a role in protecting future generations. Because Zika can be spread through unprotected sex, it's not just women who need to be careful, men do too.